Isn't all porn revenge porn when you think about it? I mean, those girls have fathers.
What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
This is going to be one fucked up Saturday night. I'm Josh Hadley. With me is Charlie McMullen.
Let the sausage party begin!
Kat will not be with us this week because we are recording this on Easter, and she like wants to spend time with her family and shit. Her priorities are really fucked up. Her and I gotta have a talk, Charlie.
This Bush League bullshit, man.
God damn it, spend Easter with your family instead of talking about gays and Indiana and revenge porn bullshit. You know what kind of porn you can get that's not revenge porn? Is the kind you get at adamandeve.com. You go there, you use the promo code WHAT, and you would get... What do you get, Charlie?
Ah, oh, damn it. Well, I know you get three bonus DVDs. You get a mystery gift.
No, you get six DVDs.
Well, goddamn. Times have changed.
A mystery gift, a gift for him, a gift for her.
And can I say it?
You can say it.
Free shipping within Canada's Mexico.
There you go. All for using the promo code WHAT at adamandeve.com. I figured since Kat wasn't here, I was just going to spring that on you.
I like to think that I reacted okay.
What we're going to talk about tonight mostly will be about gays and prejudice and whatnot. But before we get into that, we've got a couple non-gay prejudice ones, although one kind of is borderline. So in this week's...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Charlie, I stand up for... I use the term tranny all the time, but transgender rights. I think I don't understand it, but if that's what you want to do, I don't have an objection to it. Do you? If a guy wants to become a girl or a girl wants to become a guy?
I have no objection to it at all. In fact, I'm actually working for the transgendered community, but with the Comedy Showcase next week at the Blush and Blue in Denver, Colorado. Be there, guys.
And you've officiated gay weddings. Have you ever officiated a tranny wedding?
No, I have not.
Oh, well. I'm sure that'll happen at some point.
Once they get over their fucking commitment issues.
Well, I'm pretty sure when you cut your penis off, you're pretty committed. This is where I'm having problems. If you feel like you are a man trapped in a woman's body or whatever, you have a right to that surgery. What I don't agree with is what's happening in Sacramento, California right now. A federal judge has ordered birth name Jeffrey Brian Norsworthy, now named Michelle Lyle Norsworthy, he has ordered the California Department of Corrections to pay the $100,000 to have this prisoner's sex change done in prison. This is where I'm having a problem with it. You are a prisoner. You have been convicted of multiple crimes, from robbery to attempted murder. And because you feel like you are a man trapped in a woman's body, it is the state's responsibility to cater to you. No. Now I might sound like a right-winger, but you've stepped over a fucking line.
Well, okay. I know that if I don't pay taxes, then I will go to jail, so I'm gonna pay taxes regardless. So there's a big part of me that could not give a fuck what it's spent on. I mean, I know that ideally you'd like to spend it on maintaining the infrastructure, roads, state parks, education, stuff like that. But those departments have lobbyists which buy and sell senators that we vote for. I mean, I think with every passing year, the part of me that doesn't give a fuck gets a little bit bigger. However, I would like to call the Christian right into action. You guys are always looking for any excuse to get your faces in the paper. Here is a good one for you if you would just be willing to think outside the box with me. What I'm proposing is that you push to have all the tax money pay for the surgery on the grounds that once this inmate becomes a woman, the butt sex would no longer be gay.
Technically, if the inmate is in the male section and they get the sex change, then do they have to be transferred to the female prison? Or are they, because they're biologically a male? I don't understand how this works after you're in prison.
Nor do I. This is like a cliffhanger. I want to see the follow-up to this story.
But do you think that this is being a little bit too liberal, saying, yes, we will pay for your surgery, you convicted criminal, because you don't feel natural as a male in prison? Do you think that this the pendulum has swung a little too far now?
Yes, absolutely I do. I think, I don't know, I don't think it's just because it's an inmate. I don't know. There should be a part of you that would not expect taxpayer money to pay for your elective surgery.
Elective is the operative word. Thank you for using that. Now, it's different if you're in prison and your liver starts failing. Okay, I think is justified. that you don't feel like you're really a man and you need this surgery. That's the term. He needs this surgery for his peace of mind. No, you don't. Fuck you. Pay for it yourself then.
I think we may have stumbled onto something Woodward and Bernstein style. I think he is trying to become a woman, so he will be transferred to the other prison because of the butt sex.
How about this one? San Diego, California. Kevin Bollart, 28 years old, he ran the largest, quote, revenge porn website on the internet. He has just been sentenced on 27 counts of extortion and identity theft to 18 years in prison. Now, that sounds a little harsh at first, but it's really not. Opened a website where people would put revenge porn of their lovers, male or female, on there, and then he would charge the people who don't want their sex tapes or sex pictures up there $350 to have the pictures removed. Do you see why the attorney general went, holy fuck, is this beyond freedom of speech?
Yeah, that's extortion. There's no other way around it. It doesn't matter that the internet is involved. Extortion at best, blackmail at worst. It's a crime, and he should go to prison for it. Although I think, at least in my mind, it does bring up a broader point. Isn't all porn revenge porn when you think about it? I mean, those girls have fathers.
I'm talking more about in the legal sense of, I broke up with that bitch and now I'm going to show me blasting her in the ass, even though she doesn't want it out there. And then she can pay to get it taken off. First of all, I think you're a scumbag, man or woman, who would do that in the first place. You're a piece of shit regardless. Bollart is sitting there crying in court that he shouldn't be... He shouldn't have his whole life taken away from him because of a mistake.
Yes,
no.
He fucking should.
No, this is not a mistake. You knew what you were doing. You are a cold, calculated motherfucker. If you're going, you know what? Yeah, I'll take those off. $350. This was a criminal enterprise as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, he should at least be subject to the same rules we are when we don't get someone to sign a goddamn release form.
What sets him apart from other, quote, revenge porn sites such as YouGotPosted.com is on the other revenge porn sites, because they're abiding by the law, even though they're still scumbags, they will not post the personal information. They'll just post the photo or the video, and then if you know the person, you know the person. What Bollart did was he also put the women's phone numbers, their email address, all of their information, because he wanted this to be able to you. This was essentially shame these women.
Okay, that makes it 1,000,000,000% more justifiable to send him to prison right now.
I got so angry when I was watching the video, and when he's being sentenced, a tear runs down his face. I'm like, fuck you.
Damn.
I don't feel bad for you at all, you fucking piece of shit. I don't feel the least bit bad about what happens to you. Not one bit. Now let's go to a different kind of non-sexual scumbaggery. I keep warning about the Civil War, and we'll be talking about that more in the next segment, but it seems like the right wing really, really wants this Civil War. A right wing teacher.
My second favorite oxymoron is right wing teacher.
In Georgia, has told her students, her middle school students, quote, if your parents voted for Obama, they aren't really Christians. She's being called into question. Right now, she's still working at the date we're recording this. What is it about the right wing equates Christianity, or lack thereof, with Obama, that they just cannot see that he might possibly not be a Muslim? Literally, if your parents voted for Obama, I don't care if they go to church. I don't care if they tithe. I don't care if they read the Bible. They're not Christian. Voting for Obama proves that.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to see I don't know what to do with this. I'm not going to say that all people who hate Obama are racist, because that's way too liberal, even for me, and stupid. But I will say that all racists hate Obama. I don't know why. I'm just as confused as you are. But the right wing tends to latch onto Christianity to use it as Trojan horse for racism.
Well, how about using Christianity as a Trojan horse for a coup against the United States, whether it's a military coup or an intellectual coup? Former Senator Rick Santorum said this week that the separation of church and state is, quote, a communist idea that has no place in America.
The separation of church and state has nothing at all to do with the economy, which it would 100% need to in order to be communist.
I'm gonna quote from former Senator Santorum. Quote, A number of the things that the far left, aka the Democratic Party, and the president is pushing for and accomplishing actually accomplishes a number of the tenets of the Communist Manifesto, including the amnesty, the elevation of pornography, homosexuality, gay marriage, voter fraud, open borders, mass self-importation of illegal immigrants, and things of that nature. The words separation of church and state is not in the U.S. Constitution, but it is in the Constitution of the former Soviet Union. That's where it very, very comfortably sat, not in ours. Now, he's technically right. Those words, the separation of church and state, in that specific phrase, is not in the Constitution. The ideal is in the Constitution. Kind of the whole point of the Constitution, really, was to separate church and state. So he is using a technicality that term, the separation of church and state, the separation of church and state. Those seven words are not in that specific phrase in the Constitution. Because communism also said that homosexuality was okay, then that means separation of church and state is a communist ideal. Why do these people get a forum to speak?
Because they know how to be lowest common denominator enough in order to get elected by the average voter. I don't know. This is kind of mind-bending in and of itself. We went straight from a story about using religion as a Trojan horse for racism, and now it's happening again. I don't know what it is about politician, like the mixture of being a politician and a Christian. Something happens where you just have to not only use your beliefs to put yourself in a position of power, but also shove it down the throats of anyone and call them evil for not bending over and taking it.
But I'd also like to point out, are we really back to the 1950s? Communism? Really, Rick Santorum? That's where you're going? Communism? That thing that's pretty much dead? Is he trying to reignite a Red Scare?
People like him who are so terrified of communism are people that have isolated themselves from those they consider below their station. He's afraid of communism because he's afraid of the possibility of him having to someday clean a toilet.
I haven't heard a politician denounce communism since the 80s, really.
It felt a little retro to hear out loud, yeah.
Yeah, when you think about it, you're like, really? That's where you're going? Communism? It's like, you do know the USSR doesn't exist anymore, right? You are aware of this.
I don't think he is.
I'm going to save all of the homosexuality stuff for the next segment, because we've got a whole lot of it. So we're going to take an early break, and when we get back, Charlie and I are going to talk about gays.
We'll be right back. can get. Mommy and Daddy was a TV set. All they left that you remember them by is some poison water and a hole in the sky. The Russian roulette sex. You're an 80s baby. You're an 80s baby. You're an 80s baby. I am nothing's alright. Nothing's alright. Nothing's alright. You're a 60s baby. You're a 70s baby. You're an 80s baby. I am nothing's alright. Nothing's alright. Nothing's alright. Nothing's alright. Nothing's alright.
Welcome to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me, of course, is Mr. Josh Hadley. And the first order of business I want to blow out right away is I wanted to give a shout out to two restaurants that have been feeding me. We've been on a lot of crazy deadlines here at American Horrors and Heart Attack. And so I want to give a shout out to Mediterranean Triangle on Eagle Rock Boulevard over in Eagle Rock. And also a shout out to Town. They're a new pizza place that has taken over Italiano's Pizza over at 5101 York Boulevard in Highland Park. Both these restaurants are great. They've been feeding us good food. I just want to give them a shout out because, man, good food makes your whole workday go by better.
It does indeed, as long as, you know, you're not homophobic, but we're not talking about that.
Well, you know what, Josh? I'm going to say it. It says in every restaurant and every place, and I'm going to say, hey, their sign says on the wall, we reserve the right to serve anyone or no one. And as a business owner, that's their own decision. I understand what's going on in Indianapolis and all that other stuff with these really asinine religious freedom laws. It's not a religious freedom law, guys. Wait till one of those chicks in the burqa suit says, oh, with your religious freedom law, you can't take my picture on a driver's license without my face mask on. Because that's what's going to happen, folks. They have created a loophole for a lot of crazy shit to go down. So if you guys all think it's about attacking gay rights, you're wrong. There's something else dirtier going on there. You know that there are going to be some big businesses and there's going to be some money people that make a lot of money off those religious freedom laws while we're all arguing about it. And here's a really stupid thing that came up that I want to talk about because I have a relationship just on the show the other week. We had on Ronda Rousey's mother, the wonderful Dr. Anne Maria DeMars. And guess what? Walmart won't sell Ronda Rousey's new book because she's too violent.
No,
are you fucking kidding me?
No, what they're claiming is that the book is too violent. By the way, you can buy this book. Or you can't buy this book, but you can buy guns and you can buy knives at the back of the store. Well, but you
one
can't
of the things I love
book.
About this, dude, Josh, the fans have been all over this on the Heart Attack Facebook page. You know, they won't sell Ronda Rousey's book because it's too violent, but you can get a copy of I Spit on Your Grave, the rape movie, no problem. You could get Brock Lesnar's UFC DVDs. You could buy Mike Tyson's autobiography, which we know is fucking insanely violent. Gee,
and he's a convicted rapist.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't buy into that. I don't buy into that. I'm not going to get into that because I don't necessarily believe the facts of that fucking case. But that's a whole other argument there. I would say is what the fuck are they doing censoring a strong Olympian medalist? And she's writing about her life.
To be fair, they're not censoring her. They're just not carrying her book. That's not censorship.
It's a different kind of censorship when Walmart is one of the largest sellers of books in the entire country, and they artificially decide that they won't carry a product because they claim it's too violent. That's crazy, Josh. That is no different than everybody arguing about. It's the same kind of argument with the, it's anti-homosexual, the religious freedom laws. Aren't we talking about the same thing here?
No, we're not. Because if they were censoring it, then nobody would be able to buy her book. But the fact
but you can't
that,
buy it through Walmart,
yeah,
which
you
is
can't
the
buy
largest.
It through Walmart, so what? You can still get it through Amazon, Barnes and Noble.
That's not a so what though. That is they're definitely targeting a strong, outspoken woman. I believe that Walmart is part of this agenda to turn us all into a bunch of candy ass pussies. And one of the things I love about Rhonda is she's outspoken. She's truly independent. She doesn't respond to the usual tropes of what people tell a woman she can or can't do. She's accomplished so much in her life. And hey, where's the mention of the fact that she just gave $30,000 to a judo program for needy kids in Brazil? No one ever wants to talk about all the wonderful things that Rhonda does for charity, and then they're going to ban her book in Walmart. I think it's because Walmart is interested in keeping women in the kitchen. I think Walmart wants to keep women barefoot and pregnant, and they can't stand a strong, independent, intelligent woman speaking her mind.
Well, she did speak her mind on this. Quote, "Success is the best revenge. One of many lessons I learned from fighting that helped me fight through life's battles off the mat and outside the octagon. Walmart is welcome to watch the success of this publication from the sidelines if they choose." And then she had a link to where you could pre-order the book on Amazon.
This is most definitely an issue about wanting to silence somebody who's a very positive force in our society. This is a very strong young woman who's accomplished a lot, who tells people you can do more than you think, you can achieve more than you think, believe in yourself, get out there. Her mother is out there working hard to help Americans and to do better things, to better things for our country. They're getting shut out of Walmart for it. It really tells you what Walmart's agenda is. You say it's not censorship. It is, Josh. When a newspaper doesn't take my advertisement for political reasons, that's censorship, my friend. They're censoring you. They are censoring you from their venue. We talked about that, but dude, I want to get into this water thing real quick because I know we don't have a lot of time. They have been announcing all these crazy, crazy restrictions here in California on us, and I wanted to get some facts out there for people so they understood that, honestly, regular people like Josh and I, regular folks like us who live in a city, we use 10% of the water being used in California. That's 10%. And Governor Brown is talking about fining the regular little guy if he takes too long of a shower. Well, let me give you guys some facts about what's going on with fracking. Somebody said, is there fracking in California? Well, let me give you guys the numbers of the how much water the oil companies in Kern County, California, have destroyed. In the height of California's oil production in 1985, they pumped 1.1 billion barrels of water underground to extract 256 million barrels of oil. That's a ratio of roughly 4.5 barrels of water for every barrel of oil. In 2008, Kern producers injected nearly 1.3 billion barrels of water to extract 162 million barrels of oil, a ratio of nearly 8 barrels of water for every barrel of oil produced. So what we're seeing here, folks, from 1985 to 2008, it has taken them more and more water to pump out these barrels of oil. So guys, if you're burning 8 barrels of water to 1 barrel of oil, yet you're saying to America, or you're saying to Californians, that we're going to fine you? We're going to fine you for taking a long shower? Well, that's fucking disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Well, guess what? Oil companies statewide in the fields of Kern County in the 1960s, oil companies statewide pumped roughly 2.8 trillion gallons of fresh water, or in the parlance of agriculture, 9 million acre feet underground in pursuit of the region's tarry oil. Enough water has been injected into the oil fields over the last 40 years to create a lake 1 foot deep covering more than 13,000 square miles, nearly twice the surface area of Lake Ontario. No one's talking about that. When I go online, I see everybody's talking about agriculture, agriculture. Well, guess what, folks? You can't eat oil. And they're trying to hide these figures. They're trying to hide them from us. So I'm asking you, America, I'm asking you to get off your asses and get onto Jerry Brown's ass. Get on that motherfucker's ass. Because, okay, maybe Nestle is on an Indian reservation pumping out groundwater, but they still have to use state highways to drive it out. You get the state troops over there, and they seize that fucking water for California. What a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm Hart D. Fisher. You're listening to Heart Attack, where you can go to get the fucking facts on the matter.
I'm flying.
I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm flying. I'm flying away. I'm flying. 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 I'm flying.
right, Charlie, there's no way we cannot talk about Indiana and about Memories Pizza and all this crap. So we'll get to all of it. Let's get to the non-pizza stuff first. So you remember Tom Cotton, right? Tom Cotton was the guy who got all of the Republicans to send the letter to Iran that said, don't listen to our president, we hold the real power.
I think his legacy will be he will be known as Old Note Passer.
He's back, now weighing in on Indiana's gay issue. Gays should consider themselves lucky because other countries kill homosexuals. So you should be lucky that we're only taking your rights away. And that we should, quote, have a sense of perspective on this issue. Because, like, in Iran, they hang gay people. So, right there, Charlie, gay people should be happy. We're letting them live. Is that not the most condescending statement you have ever heard about homosexuality?
It's definitely up there. I don't know how did, like, Tom Cotton tie in homosexuality with Iran?
Because it
how
is,
and
because
why?
It's a death penalty offense in Iran, and he hates Iran, so let's see if we can tie these two things together.
I mean, is he doing it, though, for name recognition, like for his Q rating? Like, hey, remember me, the asshole who wrote a letter to Iran? Just wanted to remind you of Iran, because now I got some more stupid horseshit to say.
I just want to point out something totally aside here, that he used the term hang, that they are hanged in Iran. Now, I get that that's the technical right term. I've never liked that term hanged. The past tense of hang is hung. So how do we get hanged when we're talking past tense of hang in a situation of like lynchings and hangings? Why is it not they hung that black man down south, not they hanged him?
I don't know. You could say you had your guitar strung. You don't say you had your guitar stringed.
Yeah, I've never understood. Yes, it is the technical term, hanged. But it never sounds right to me, Charlie. It just doesn't.
I think what probably happened is that is what Tom Cotton wrote. But then when he saw gay people hung, he got distracted in his own mind and then he had to go burn himself with a cigarette lighter until he was straight again and continue on with the letter.
Pain is the cleanser. Pain is the cleanser. Let's go to Ohio, where Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine said that the reason gays can't get married is they already have too much power in America, that gays don't get discriminated against. So, quote, heightened scrutiny does not apply because there is no functional right to the recognition of out-of-state same-sex marriages. Such a right would conflict with our nation's traditions in two ways. All states denied the asserted right to same-sex marriage until recently, and a right to protection and recognition falls outside of the general right to privacy within such the specific marriage right sits. Nor has a new consensus emerged for a new right. Even today, a majority of states would adhere to the marriage's traditional definition, absent federal judicial mandates, and an international perspective does not change that analysis. Now, what he's saying, there's a whole lot of legalese in there, but what he's basically saying is you don't have a right to get married because there is no specific right that says straights can get married, so what you're asking for is to be a protected class, which you're not because you are not a special class.
Why do you give a fuck? That's the biggest thought that I have. I can't even grasp this concept, whatever the fuck he's trying to say about how the gays have too much power. Civil liberties are not power. They're why we are here. They're why our ancestors killed piles of Indians so that we can have freedom. It has nothing to do with power. No Americans have power. We live under one of the most intrusive and oppressive governments in the world. Like, I'm including dictatorships, just like insane situations. I know we have like superficial freedoms, but we are not granted any power by our government because they have a say-so in fucking everything.
But also the fact that one of the things I have a problem with is how not just DeWine, but many other politicians equate gays wanting special rights. No. They don't want special rights. They want the same rights. They want equal rights. That's the problem. When you say it is okay to discriminate against a certain class of people, then that means they don't have equal rights. All they're asking for is equal rights, not special rights. If they wanted special rights, then I would have a problem with it, and you probably would too, Charlie. If gay people were saying, I'm gay, that it makes me special, and I get to do things a normal person does not, then I do have a problem with it. But that's not what they're asking for. Gays are asking for equal rights, which I have no problem with.
If this is the red thread through this episode, I honestly do not think there would be any homophobia without religion.
Brian Fisher of the American Family Association is back. Quote,
Oh, yeah.
The pressure big gay.
Big
gay, yes. By the way, all capitalized, too. The pressure big gay has put on Indiana is proof that they are not about marriage equality, but homosexual supremacy. Indiana will soon find it impossible to satisfy the homosexual lobby. They will immediately be back for more and more and more. That was me quoting Brian Fisher of the American Family Association. First of all, Charlie, have at the term big gay.
That is something I think we can all just kind of wrap our arms around. That is adorable. Like, that is like the big tobacco lobby, the big firearm lobby, big gay.
Yep.
Like, I imagine like a supervillain from a comic book that John Waters drew.
I'm just big gay. Like,
in fact, he probably has a big gay ray that he shoots people with and turns them homosexual.
He's a vampire and he bites your wrist and then it goes limp. How's that? And you could call him Fagula.
Flabbergasted why anybody gives a shit about what gay people do. If you're not gay, what the fuck do you care? You don't have a dog in this fight. Like, that is the American Civil War. You keep saying there's going to be another Civil War. I don't think it's going to be between the right wing and the left wing. I think it's going to be just people that are just delusional. I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. The way the Christian right is acting towards homosexuals is the way America acts towards the rest of the world.
With a smug sense of superiority.
A smug sense of superiority, an inability to mind one's own fucking business. I can't understand how you can hate someone for doing something that has nothing to do with you.
We use the Indiana law, and we twist it into a funny way, because they always twist these things to being Christian only, right? You know, Christians should have the right to discriminate.
One second, Josh. I want to interject for 1 second. I can already anticipate the hate mail. Yes, I understand that horrible acts like child porn and rape and everything don't have anything specifically to do with me. I disagree with that. Idealistically, I'm against harming children and women and other people. So if something you're doing is harming someone, yes, I'm against it. I'm saying two consensual gay dudes doing whatever the fuck they want to each other's butts within the confines of a consensual relationship has nothing to do with people that just, I imagine, twist and turn all night in bed, just boiling over with venom about it.
Well, but then, see, they're taking their religious rights. It's my right to hate you, and saying that that is superior to your right to not be hated. It's funny how, remember we talked numerous times about the Church of Satan throwing all these religious freedom laws back in their faces?
The coloring book was a favorite of mine.
Well, this isn't the Church of Satan. This is the Wiccan Church. They are coming in and saying, religious freedom. Well, then you just said we are allowed to have polygamy, bestiality, our religion includes many drugs that are considered illegal, and we advocate for nudity. Our religion says we should be able to be nude, and that's where our true power lies. So, in Indiana now, Wiccans can now do drugs legally, they can walk down the street naked, they can have sex with animals, and they can be in polyamorous relationships, because all of these things were illegal before, but now, hey, religious freedom, you have to grant our rights to this. Let's see how Governor Pence deals with that. I bet he's going to say that's over the line, and he will not allow religious freedom for that.
And I would like to state this guarantee, if there are any Wiccans in Indiana that are listening, Josh Hadley and I will personally put up money for the construction of a Lifetime Achievement Medal if you go for the hat trick and do all of those things at the same time.
Let's talk about the first shot fired in the Indiana Religious Freedom Law, and that would be Memories Pizza. They were interviewed the day that this law went into effect. They are a Christian pizza and ice cream parlor called Memories. They've been in their community for like 8 or 9 years, and they have crosses everywhere, and they outright said on the news that they would not knowingly serve pizza to a gay person, that it's their religious belief that that is wrong and that they would never, quote, cater a gay wedding. Now, first of all, I want to point out, first, only straight people would cater a wedding with pizza and ice cream.
Yeah, okay? I never met a gay man that would be caught fucking dead catering his wedding with pizza.
Exactly. So that's kind of funny right there. The hate that flowed towards Memories Pizza and Crystal O'Connor, one of the owners who is the one who appeared on camera, the hate that flowed through this was shocking. You know how conservatives are always talking about when they pass these unequal laws that the market will find its own level, right? Well, the market found its level. Within a day, they were basically so diluted with hate and prank calls and whatnot that their website was hacked and that they shut down. Now, you might say, well, that's their own hate coming back at them. I don't agree with that. If you don't want to go to Memories Pizza, you don't go to Memories Pizza. I don't think an active campaign against them was right. Maybe I'm too liberal on that. What happened in the aftermath is what's really, really interesting. After they closed, and I'll get into the details of this in a little bit, there was a GoFundMe page to help them by the right wing. Now, this page, within a week, has gotten already $1 million in donations to help these, quote, crusaders that are standing up, and I wish I were making this up, against bigotry. They are saying that the people who are against Memories Pizza and against this law are bigots. Should Memories Pizza have been basically pranked into non-existence? Or is that too far? Were people being bigoted against them by staging an active campaign against Memories Pizza instead of just letting the market find its own level?
Well, I don't know, man. It's difficult to say. Because the more episodes of this show like this that we do, and the more horrible fucking stories like this that we talk about, it's getting harder and harder to feign the sense of fairness and appear to respect everybody's beliefs. Sometimes you cannot respect everybody's beliefs. And people that are thrilled that they had a law passed allowing you to discriminate against people, and that makes them so happy. They can just go in front of the cameras, open their doors wide, and say, we are allowed to hate faggots because of Jesus. That's what a law did. That is where the separation of church and state should come in. We should not be making laws about religion. Religious people should be allowed to wipe each other out in a timely manner, like we all know they want to. I mean, let's be real. Religion doesn't have shit on video games, movies, or music. Religion has the most violence of any other form of entertainment. Before people believed in it, that's what it was.
You obviously knew that they were going to play the victim here, that they're the victims of bigotry, that their bigotry should not have equated to bigotry against them.
They're not. They're not the victims of bigotry. You went public and said, now that we're legally allowed to discriminate against people we don't like, we're going to... What the fuck else do you have to do? Do you have to shove a goddamn apple in your mouth and hop on a silver tray for this? You said, we are now proud to hate. Let's see what you got. And that's what they had. They should be pranked out of business because fuck you. If you take out all the politics and all the rights that we're all supposed to respect in each and every one of us, unique fucking snowflakes, if you take all that out, you are being bad people. And you do not deserve to succeed if you're a bad person. End of fucking story.
Well, let's talk about the GoFundMe a little bit, which at the date we're recording this is just over $1 million for this pizza place. Some of the donations, because when you donate to a GoFundMe, you are able to leave a little note. Some of the notes are a little disturbing. Quote, the greatest thing I've seen in years. Enjoy this money. Another one was, you are fighting the good fight for, quote, real tolerance. Here's the funny thing. Whether they wanted to or not, Memories Pizza is a political pawn here being used by Glenn Beck. The GoFundMe page wasn't started by them. It was started by Lawrence Jones, lead contributor to The Blaze, Glenn Beck's TV network and website. Glenn Beck, remember, a couple of weeks ago, he left the Republican Party because, quote, they are not conservative enough. Remember that, Charlie? Glenn Beck saw an opportunity here. He is using, I don't want to say these poor people, but I don't think these Memories Pizza people realize that they are pawns in Glenn Beck's game. I don't think they realize this. And I don't think the public realizes this either. And that's the most disturbing part of this.
It's completely a political arm of Glenn Beck. And I don't think Memories Pizza would give a shit if they're being used or not.
$1 million buys a lot of not give a shit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, once you enter into that game that we're going to use this law to hate these people, and then we're going to use this law to defend ourselves for hating these people. Once you get in there, you're fucking balls deep from the beginning. All the money that you get, oh, Jesus Christ, all of that money is blood money to a certain extent. And I don't think they give a shit. They should be good pawns because that's all they ever were.
What's the first thing that happens to a pawn? It gets sacrificed to protect the king.
At a certain point for me, it's difficult to take any of this seriously because it looks like a group of kids playing like a pretend game. Like, you know, like you have kids. I'm sure you have nieces, nephews. Whenever you're babysitting or you're at a family function, you're just in the backyard smoking a cigarette, whatever, and you're listening to your nieces and nephews play. And there's all these stupid rules that don't accomplish anything, but they just make them up just for the sake of structure and just for the sake of having something big that they created. And I think that's all this is. They're just using all of these made up rules against each other for different reasons to achieve meaningless bullshit. I mean, I don't want to beleaguer the point. Like, I don't want to come off like a complete venomous asshole, but religion is fantasy fiction from thousands of years ago. That is all it is. You are worshiping at shit people made up. It might have just been for the sake of storytelling. That's the best case scenario, but it's probably a handful of people.
Have you ever thought about this? What if the Bible were actually written by Satan, and by doing so, he was getting all of the good Christians to commit sins that would get them sent to him? You ever think about that?
It's fantasy that got out of hand. And now, in 2015, people are using it to oppress their fellow man. What the fuck is that about? How did that happen? How did religion start out as a call for peace and pleasant stories and everyone coexisting and being nice to each other for that same thing being used by Glenn Beck to oppress people he doesn't like? It is bullshit, and I'm fucking tired of it.
You know what else, speaking of true Christians? Okay, so this GoFundMe in approximately a week has made $1 million in donations. And I liked how I think it was Mother Jones paralleled this. Homeless shelters and food pantries in Indiana are almost completely empty. They have no funds. So these good Christians are giving their money to a homophobic pizza place through a site run by Glenn Beck. But fuck, I'm not going to give to homeless people or food pantries. Fuck that. They can beg for donations.
I know they're probably going to freeze to death and starve in the streets, but what if they're into butt stuff? I can't afford to take that chance.
If they were true Christians, would they not give to a food pantry instead of donating to a homophobic ice cream parlor? What a true Christian would do?
I'm no theology scholar, but I believe that is the Christian ideal. You know, have a strong sense of charity and whatnot.
I seem to remember when I was in Sunday school, there was all this stuff about this Jesus guy being like a prophet and not with an IT, but being a prophet talking about taking care of the underprivileged and helping the poor, not hoarding money. Isn't it almost like today's Christians are the exact opposite of the Christianity that Jesus preached? Or did I misinterpret all that?
No, I think it is the exact opposite. I think if you took a modern-day Christian and asked them what their opinion would be if they met a guy named Jesus who's into carpentry.
I actually think the Jesus of the Bible would be considered a left-wing radical and looked down upon by today's right-wing.
Well, yeah, but for that to make any sense, you'd have to convince me that blonde-haired, blue-eyed people...
With light skin.
Of course, with the whitest skin. So you're telling me that if I go to Jerusalem and start walking around, everybody I see is going to look like Brad Pitt, maybe around the abs. Am I right, ladies?
There's also something else here, and I haven't seen the media picking up on this. So, but I'm not trying to say I'm some media prophet here, although that is an idea I've looked into.
Media prophet? That's a little difficult, isn't it?
I noticed something. Now, maybe it's just because I'm a scholar of history, and I know my history from before I was born, that I read history, I watch the old newsreels and whatnot. I'm noticing the same language they're using here, the same ideals, the same dialects, the same tones, the same laws are the same things that were used to take rights away from black people throughout the 1940s and 1950s. Go and watch an old newsreel about the civil rights movement in the early days of the 60s. You'll see the same bullshit being spewed. Black people already have enough rights. They're looking for a black superiority, a black supremacy. I cannot be the only one that sees a parallel to what Martin Luther King was doing and the civil rights movement of the 60s to this. And when I say a parallel, I'm talking about the people who were opposed to blacks being able to vote, or the people who were pro Jim Crow. I'm seeing the exact same language here. Just substitute gays or homosexuals with blacks. I can't be the only one that's seeing this, Charlie.
Just like I can't be the only one who sees the parallel between the civil rights movement of the 1960s with women's suffrage about 50 years before that. I mean, Jesus Christ, people do not learn. We were a fucking species. People have been using religion to shape you into hating what they want you to hate. That's the way it's always been. Like, I don't think that transcends evolution when you think about it. You can have that one if you like Christians at your next meeting with my compliments. It transcends evolution. That's the way it's always been. I don't think there's any other way for people to act than to just take the hate with the religion. Just accept the hate for the sake of religion. I don't know if it's out of fear of being alone in the universe, of not understanding what your purpose is, wanting to belong to something bigger than yourself, whatever it is. I think that's what a human being is. A human being is someone who is okay with hate as long as they get religion.
But I want to say this to all the younger people, or to the few right-wing people that listen to this show just to hate me even more. Go back and look at those old newsreels. Go back and look at that old news footage. Read the old articles from Time and Newsweek and Life when the civil rights movement was going on. And you tell me that if you didn't do a word swap with homosexual with black, that you don't see the exact same thing happening. And then try and tell me that this is not based on hate, that this is really based on religious freedom. Because it's not based on religious freedom. Religious freedom would mean that everybody is free to their own religion, but within the confines of society. If your religious freedom says that you get to sacrifice a newborn baby once a month to a blue moon, they're going to say, well, no, that steps over the line. So does this. You only have religious freedom within the confine of society. You are part of society. If you no longer want to be part of society, fine. Then go somewhere where you are not. Oh, wait, that didn't work. Isn't that what David Koresh, isn't that what Guyana was? And I'm sorry, but every time people try that, it ends poorly. You people don't seem to learn from history. But then again, you also don't like history because it shows you how wrong you are.
It really does. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it's definitely not the case for all religious people. I've met a lot of Christians, Jews, Muslims. Like, I've met people of a bunch of different religions, and a lot of them are okay. Their version of religious freedom is their own personal freedom to practice their own religion. When you start touting it as the ultimate faith and fuck anyone else who doesn't agree, and I'm going to use this to get laws passed to hurt and to oppress my fellow man because they don't agree with my bullshit, there has to be a stop to it. I mean, and I don't know. Like, right now I'm trying to look at the entire picture. Like, I'm trying to think, does all the good done by true religious people, like non-fucking fire and brimstone aggressive religious people, all the good that they do, because they do a lot of good.
I have seen churches in my town go out of their way to help people who can't pay their rent. Or when people don't have enough food, the food pantries here will go out of their way to help you. At the same time, I have seen some of these same churches preach against gays and not want... The church was the biggest opponent to getting a homeless shelter set up in my town, because those people are a bad influence.
And there are microcosms exactly like that all over the country. Just as a society, we have to ask, is all the good being done worth all the bullshit like this? It's been a long time since I thought that it might have been.
I also want to say this to religious people, especially those who agree with the Indiana law. I talked about how you could swap out the words black and homosexual for the civil rights movement. Go back and look at all of the things you want Muslims to stop. All the Sharia law bullshit, all of the stuff that happens in Muslim countries that offends you. Now palette swap that with Christianity. You'll notice no difference. You people are everything you hate. And I think that says more about modern day Christianity than anything else.
It's true. The way they treat women is the way they're treating homosexuals. It's not right.
Shit rolls downhill, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, God. Hate is never justifiable.
I saw one politician on Glenn Beck's website, of course, that said Christianity in Indiana is an oppressed majority. Is that not an oxymoron right there? An oppressed majority? They at least admit that the Christians make up the bulk of the state. You are not oppressed. You're the majority. By definition, the majority cannot be oppressed.
So now is when you're going to start looking for fucking logic?
No, I'm just pointing it out. I just, like I said, I can't be the only one that noticed that the same bullshit I'm seeing on CNN and Fox News and MSNBC and The Blaze and all this crap is a mirror. It is an absolute mirror to the civil rights movement of the 60s. And yeah, nobody else seems to have picked up on this.
Add like a grainy after effect and translate the narration into German and see how it looks.
Exactly. Take Glenn Beck's speeches, take Pat Robertson's speeches, and superimpose them over speeches of Hitler. And you tell me you don't that you actually do see a difference.
If you don't have the technological know-how to do that, put some saran wrap over your TV screen and add the mustache yourself.
You know what? You might need to crunch a little more tinfoil on your antennae, guys, because you are getting mixed signals. Charlie, where can people find you to send you hate mail?
You can send hate mail if you want. Like, if it'll make you feel better to send me hate mail so that you won't, like, smack your wife in the mouth or gang stomp a gay next time you're at the bar, then by all means, send some hate mail to @CharlieMcMullen on Twitter, Charlie McMullen on Facebook, or geekjuicemedia.com. There's a few different ways to contact them. They love hearing hate mail about me. It makes for some really pleasant phone calls that I treasure each and every day. So by all means, keep that up.
Well, you can find me at 1201beyond.com. You can contact the show at 1201beyond@gmail.com. We have new links coming for the ads, stuff that's much more relevant to 1201 Beyond than the smoking, than the vape ones that we've had before. I've never been happy with that, even though I haven't talked about it publicly. Go to 1201beyond.com. Send us emails about what you think about this. Especially if you're an older person, you maybe didn't live through the original civil rights movement, but if you remember this from school, tell me that I am wrong. I want someone to actually tell me that I'm wrong, that I'm seeing something that's not there, because I don't think I'm wrong. Drove it to the city.
You know she wanted more. You know she wanted more.
What the fuck is a 1201 Beyond production? Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.